Guys all quiet, man. What's up?
We was waiting for the first guy. I'll shoot first. At the end of last season, I thought, in the postseason Super Bowl, for what it's worth, what I thought you played really well close to the top of your game, and you played with the speed and aggressiveness that was uncommon. What was your appraisal at the end of the year?
That's last season, man. Didn't do enough. So that's last season, man. We're headed to the future, man. Forget about it. Forget about all that stuff.
But you got to build on something, and that's something to build on. What are some of the things that you personally have that you can say, you know what, I can build on from?
You can build on everything. You know how I am, man. You can never be too good at something. You always got to build and get better at whatever you're trying to get better at, whether it's being quick, fast, strong, smarter, you know, neater, cleaner, whatever the case may be, man. You can never be too good at it, so you always got to keep working.
Give me one thing, then, that you have concentrated on getting better at that you feel Pat's doing this better this year.
Being a coach on the field. You got to have a coach on the field, man. I mean, they give us the information, we got to execute it, and it's good to have a couple guys out there that can think like coaches and, you know, direct traffic or, you know, let everybody else be on the same page.
Find yourself doing more of that with so many new players and so many players out here, 90-some-odd players.
No, we got a couple smart guys, man. I mean, we're all in the same room, we're learning the same things, and yeah. We help each other in the film room, so when we come out here and put on the field, you know, it's the communication is still the same. So we're working constantly, regardless if it's out here or sitting in some chairs, man. We're always working.
How crazy is it in a camp with this many players?
It's fun. It's more competition.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like having all you guys out here and seeing who's the best reporter.
Is it quicker to get on the same page because you've had that off-season program and everybody kind of know what you guys are doing?
Yeah, but I mean, it's all about if you come in and have that mentality, like I want to learn. You know, you can make it as hard as you want to. If you come in focused, ready to learn, ready to pick up on whatever we got to pick up on and follow a veteran and, you know, take the lead, I mean, the sky's the limit, man.
Is that any different than last year? Is last year when you came in, is it the same mentality, or is now you see it being different?
Guys want to learn. I mean, I can see that, but even last year, guys want to learn, man. I mean, it's all about learning. Everybody wants to learn and get on the field. You know, period.
That role of coach on the field you were talking about, you're really the guy who's been in the defensive backfield longer than anyone else here in New England. Does that come with experience and now being in your fourth year, just having the ability to be a coach on the field?
It definitely helps because, you learn a lot more things than you guys coming in. But, I mean, like I said, we have some older guys in here, you know, Gregory and everybody coming in, and they're smart and they're learning fast. I'm learning from them, so it's rapid, man, but we can always get better, man. It's only the fifth day.
But they're also coming to you, like a guy like Gregory, who's been in the league as long as you have, comes to you because of what you know about how the Patriots.
Yeah, he comes to me, I go to him. I mean, it's kind of like a relationship, how we all are, kind of relationship, and be able to talk to, you know, whoever. I can talk to Dev, I can talk to Kyle. It's just we're all in the same room, and we're all brothers, you know.
Speaking of Gregory, what are some of your impressions of him, obviously, working with him for the first time?
First thing, yes, two first names. I think it's awesome. And he's a smart dude, man. He's smart. I mean, he's learning, man. And he's helping me learn, too, because he's telling me some things that, you know, he's sixth year in the league that he knows that I don't. So it's definitely helping me.
When you go with the two first names, though, how do you decide what to go with when you're talking?
We just call them names. But he's cool, man.
How about the same thing with Tavon?
Tavon's good, man. You can talk to him for yourself, man. We're all in there. He's picking up fast. Everybody's picking up on you fast, man. We're just trying to learn and get better.
Who was the coach on the field for you? Some of the guys that you looked at as a touchstone when you were starting up?
Oh, Mayo, Vince. I mean, all the older guys, they know.
How about in the secondary?
When James was here, Brandon, all those guys, I mean, but, you know, everybody has to know what they're doing. Everybody has to be a coach.
Is there a skill to it? I mean, you don't want to be up in somebody correcting them all the time. Coaching's a whole different thing than playing.
I mean, it's different coming from your teammate. Mm-hmm. It's different. I mean, you guys are all learning. I'm not trying to be a coach. I'm just trying to get guys better. Steve's not trying to be a coach to me. He's trying to get me better. We're all trying to get better and make everybody better. So whoever's playing can play.
Because Rodney always bitched at everybody.
Rodney's my dude. You have your own opinion on that.
No, he's always stomping around. Stomper.
I wasn't here for that. Good try, though.
Every reporter got a new hat. Did every player get a new hat, or is it just you? You're the only lucky.
I think every player, but I think I'm gonna like promote this thing for you guys. So 365 is here all day, baby.